This is Northwest Public Broadcasting News. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. The fight to save Columbia River salmon could hinge on a major battle taking place in the basin's biggest reservoir. It pits biologists against a fish, the invasive northern pike. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt rode along with biologists trying to stop the northern pike advance.
Northern pike are aggressive. They eat anything in their path. They've even been spotted chomping on ducks and bats. Just imagine that. A fish catching and eating a bat. So that's really bad news for soft-bellied fish like rainbow trout.
These pike here, they can open their mouths so wide that they can really prey on a lot of fishes that these other fish in the reservoir right now can't.
Travis Ream is one of the biologists standing in their way. The Spokane Tribe of Indians is launching a counterattack.
Oh, there's something big. There's a problem, I think.
Biologists with the tribe are catching as many northern pike as they can in Lake Roosevelt, the reservoir held back by the Grand Coulee Dam. If the fish make it past Grand Coulee and the next dam downriver, Chief Joseph Dam, it could be game over for the Columbia's threatened and endangered salmon and steelhead. These native fish populate the 545-mile section of the Columbia below Chief Joseph Dam, plus thousands of miles of tributary rivers and streams.
The native species here haven't evolved to deal with this predator that's quite like pike.
To push back the northern pike's steady progression, biologists will spend most of their weeks on the water this summer. They set and check about 15 gill nets each day, hoping to snag as many northern pike as possible.
Another pike?
Yeah, if you look at those teeth, they're nasty.
Gillnets are controversial. Often, fish that aren't being targeted get tangled in the nets.
Molly, walleye and lake whitefish.
But Ream says they're trying to be careful.
I mean, we're doing our best to minimize bycatch and be as cognizant of everything as possible.
They want to catch female fish before they spawn. Each pike can have somewhere around 10,000 eggs.
Yeah, so many eggs.
Yeah, it's nuts.
In this vast reservoir, the presence of these predatory outsiders means other fish could be in trouble. In California and Alaska, northern pike ate all the types of fish anglers like to catch. In Lake Roosevelt, they're finding a lot of rainbow trout in northern pike's stomachs.
Yep, so there's the tail of a hatchery rainbow. There's a second hatchery rainbow. There's no adipose fins on them. Actually, there's three in there.
They're just hot dogs for these pike.
Northern pike didn't just all of a sudden show up in Lake Roosevelt. They were illegally introduced into Montana as early as the 1950s, thanks to outdoorsmen who took it upon themselves to bring these game fish from the Midwest by the bucketful to stock Western waters. Since then, they've been relentlessly swimming, reproducing, and eating their way down the tributaries and lakes of Montana, Idaho, and Washington, all connected waters that are a part of the Columbia Basin. Tony Grover is with the Northwest Power and Conservation Council, which can direct money toward northern pike eradication. Grover says the only times these fish have been completely stopped is in isolated waters.
Any time they've shown up in larger interconnected systems, it's been impossible to eradicate them. And so now that they're in the system, they're here to stay, almost certainly.
Once fisheries managers recognized the threat these invaders posed to native species, they tried to stop it. The Kalispell Tribe of Indians knocked back the northern pike population in parts of Washington's Ponderay River. But some fish made it past their nets and on toward the Columbia. Northern pike entered Lake Roosevelt around 2011 and kept moving. They've nearly covered the lake's 150-mile length and have been spotted within 17 miles of Grand Coulee Dam. Grover worries smaller northern pike could one day slip through Grand Coulee's turbines. He says it could be just a few more years before that happens. Back at the lake, Ream says he's cautiously optimistic they can slow the pike's progress.
If we can get a handle on them now and be able to manage and net them, and it'll be a lot easier go.
These biologists know where to place the gill nets, near channels in shallower areas where the northern pike like to ambush prey. On this day, Ream and the other biologists catch 21 northern pike.
We'll give them hell, that's the plan here.
All summer long, as they bag more pike. I'm Courtney Flatt on Lake Roosevelt.